Blog Talk Radio.
Much brighter.
Ooh,
Love, right in the nick of time, found love. deny him. I'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. My name is Sheikh El Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal. I'm your host tonight, and we hope that we will reach you and the mixed multitude with a message. Who is willing to intercede on our behalf at this hour, part two? And who has interceded? And wow, our very best representatives, negotiators, are they working and negotiating on the behalf of others? And have we been abandoned and criminally neglected? And those who have turned a blind eye to justice, are they pretending to negotiate for us and represent us in our interest on the front line of business, politics, socialism, education, health, and medicine in this country? We have to ask these pertinent cross-examination questions because someone has abandoned the mission. Why, whenever there is table talk, we seem to have the short end of the stick or the shitty end of the dick, or something weird happens when they say we're here to negotiate on behalf of the black community. Ronald the Ray Gunn, he saw fit to never meet with us. So when your children are riding the train and the buses, and they don't speak, you speak to a young man or a young woman, and they look up in the sky, look away in the other direction, ignore you and keep it moving. That is called, in my particular point of reference, I call it the Ronald Reagan syndrome, because he never met with black people, never really spoke to black people, and just kept it moving. So here we are in this age and time, and now who will actually go to negotiate? Who is willing to intercede on our behalf at this hour? Who's willing to speak up for us for justice or freedom, justice, and equality? Now, in the Ukraine, there's a war, and most folks don't know that the ambassador representing the interests of Ukraine is a black woman. Are our best representatives on the front line for others and fighting their war, and neglect your war right at home, right here with the opposition, or in the short words of the goddamn white man? And you must be declaring war, and we are continuously beaten and killed by the hands of those who are paid by government. Government is at war with a man that they're willing to beat and kill and leave him no avenue for due process, leave him no regards in the form of justice. Then we must stand up and make the justice. We have to force justice to rain down like waters and force the righteous to rise up as a mighty stream. Justice must be forced upon us, because we won't go on our own free will. We will not utilize, we will not use our volition to bring the justice in the form that Dr. King is talking about, the justice that rained like. When has justice rained down in any form of water on us? When has the righteous stood up and rushed and bomb-rushed this goddamn cracker like a mighty stream? You have never seen anything like that in your lifetime. But Nat Turner rose up. There are others that are rising up. There are many other freedom fighters on the front line. Don't ignore and don't underestimate the power of our front line. It's ever increasing, and it's a powerful front line, and our 10 will whip any 10 regardless of the contest. But you black man, woman, and child, have the audacity to turn a blind eye to justice. Nothing is more upsetting to me than to see us turn a blind eye to justice, speaking up for the Ukraine and ignore the problems at home, right in your own house. So we are here today to fight against, to stand up against all of the forces of tyranny, all of the forces of oppression, and we're here to check the opposition in the midst of their iniquities. We hope that you have buckled your seatbelts tonight. We hope that you will hold on, or tie a big knot and hold on. As we go directly to the phone lines, we're going to pick up Brother Maurice is out on the front line in Roxbury, North Carolina. We're going to pick up our beloved brother Maurice. Welcome to Black Power Radio and Black Power. Black Power, are you there with us? Let's see. At least he should be there. 336-583, you're live on Black Power Radio. Hope he's there. He was there.
Can you hear me?
See. Oh, you're coming loud. You must have hit mute. You hit mute by force. But we're right here with you, Brother Bobby. Can you press 1 on your keypad and see if it's working? Press your 1,
yes, sir.
1 button. Okay. Your 1 is working? Press 1 on the keypad and see if something
did.
Press it again. There we go. I think we did it that time. All right, Brother Maurice. Welcome to Black Power Radio. We're rolling. We're in the middle of the rumble in the jungle. And you can talk black to us because we're on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Yes, sir. to me at this point, it just looked like nobody's really standing up for us. To me at this point, it looked like we're going to have to look in peculiar places to find people who we think will be able to stand up for us. Because honestly, these government officials, they're not going to stand up for us. That's what it's looking like. Even if they are color, it's just looking like we're not getting nowhere with the government system, the judicial system, or any branch of government that they're really standing up for us. So it's just like to get our own candidates in here to stand up for us. It just ain't looking good right now. I mean, some of the issues that's going on, it should be more people in the government who should be standing up for our people, and they're not. They're being quiet.
Do you think they perhaps are being threatened, or do you think they're running scared? Or what do you think those attributes are called?
I mean,
quiet.
We know that oppression comes from the government. So if it's coming from the government, then they're probably oppressing people who are working for the government that's of color too. So I would say so. I mean, you got racism in the military. You got it in the Navy. You got it in all forms of military. So it wouldn't doubt me any bit that is going on in the judicial system and stuff like that. It's probably going on there too. So yeah, I think they might be a little scared or getting threatened. It's possible.
Wow, that's something to think about. But certainly we have a platform, and WeThePeople.gov are moving in a direction that's in opposition to the government, because they have abandoned us and violated our trust and abandoned our issues and left us on our own volition to do what we must do to have self-government. And I think that's the position of all of us that are not in or associated with the government. We are against that form of government. It's a form of tyranny. It's called a tyrannical type of leadership, an oppressive government that are willing to oppress us and use their forces against us, come in our homes and shoot us in the bed, leave us for dead and say it was our fault for sleeping while black. There's some things going on with that from my perspective. There's some strange things going on. Would you agree, Brother Maurice? Something strange about that?
Yes.
Somebody shooting in your
Yes,
face?
Sir. Yes, sir. It's strange. It's strange. And like I said, they got all these groups out here that they paying to keep us oppressed. That's our own people of color. So if our own people of color keep us oppressed for money, it ain't no telling what other type of things they got going on in the government. And we know that there's certain groups out here that are oppressing the black community, and they are our color. They are our own people, and they do it because they're getting paid. So I wouldn't doubt nothing that the government is doing right now to keep us oppressed.
Are they on record now? It's killing our men. And, of course, and Sandra Bland and many others, they killed our women, and they killed our children, like Trayvon Martin, and say it's just it's his fault. He shouldn't have been eating those skittles and drinking Arizona juice on private property and in the gated community. Even if he's got a key or he doesn't belong there, even if he has a code and a key, he doesn't belong there. There's something about how things transpire once the black man, the black woman, or our black children get involved. They have an aggressive spirit and seem to be in attack mode. They're ready to get set, go when it comes to us. They're ready to get set, go and kill when it comes to us. Go and maliciously wound us, as they did with our chairman in North Carolina. Chairman John was minding his own business, doing what he was supposed to do, and taking care of his good Samaritan work, just as
breaking
he always
up a fight.
Does.
Breaking up a fight.
Breaking up the fight. Now, fight over with. And the police, some call them police, and attack our brother. Huh? and beat him in the eye while handcuffed, destroying his vision forever. There's something terrible going on here in America when they can do that. We cannot let them get away with that. We shall not let them off the hook for that. We must put them back on the hook and confront them straight up as we're coming to Roxboro, South Carolina, North Carolina once again. We'll be in North and South Carolina checking the opposition, those people who have backbone, those people who are willing to stand with us, will be there. And checking the opposition is our job. And we must stand up to them at every level, every turn in the road, at every opportunity. We'll black them down when they feel they can take advantage of us and beat, maim, kill, and injure us with no repercussions. We must give them repercussions for taking advantage of our circumstance. My. But Brother Maurice, I really thank you for coming on board with us tonight. And we got a strong show. Who is willing to, who will intercede on our behalf? May not necessarily be government. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
We got a council meeting that we're going to, and we're going to bring the situation with Brother John up again tomorrow. We're going to the city council meeting. That's tomorrow. So we're going to bring that back up, plus some other issues that other people have here in Roxburgh. So we'll be attending that tomorrow night at 7.
On the agenda? Now we got to attend to the business. Now, did we make sure we're on the agenda for tomorrow? Number one.
Yes, sir.
Got to find out. Someone did put the name of either the New Black Panther Party or Brother John, yourself, myself. We need to get our names into that council meeting and find out what is the procedure for them running in and busting our brother in the eye, attempting to get off the hook. And then there are trumped up charges here at the level of the magistrate's office, at the level of the DA, to get these charges and back these charges, put a court date on these charges. And we know that's some trumped up stuff. Eyewitnesses tell them differently. They make up their own version of a story and turn it in and say, this is what the law says. Well, the law doesn't say that where I live. The law doesn't say that where Dr. Frederick Douglass is. The law doesn't say that where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is. The law doesn't say that where Malcolm X stood. The law does not say that where the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stands. The law doesn't say that where Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad stands. The law does not say that where Nat. We must go to every level and try every tool and push against the opposition with our utmost strenuousness, with every tool at our availability until we change the goddamn face of this leadership in Roxboro, North Carolina. And we own the case. So Black Power, Black Power,
Black
we
Power.
Thank you again.
Black Power.
For coming forward.
Black Power.
You can come black to the mic. Your mic will probably remain open as we talk to some more folks right here in the region. We got more killing down in South Carolina. We got our beloved brother Kai's down there. They were talking about 18, 20 body bags. At least 20 body bags in record time. Might as well round it off. We gave one to Billy the Kid, so we might as well give one to North Carolina. We're going to call off and round it up to 20 body bags in record time, and we're seeking to find what is the cause. What is the driving force to produce all of these body bags in Spartanburg County, and who is willing to intercede or negotiate on our behalf at this hour as we bring our beloved brother Chairman Ties right here live. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
going
military.
On out there?
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
We're fighting for justice.
How y'all doing, man?
What do you
hey,
do?
Man, is it not a beautiful
Black
day?
Power.
It's a beautiful day, but, man, we got some shit we got to deal with. Let's just keep it real, man. We got some work we got to do. Hey.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Mr. Akbar. Hey, what old buddy say? He said, hell, we kill white folk too up here in Spartanburg. Ain't that what he said?
Yes, he did.
We kill white
That's
folk
what
too.
He said. He was asked about
hey,
that.
So
about it.
Does that make it okay?
He
does
didn't
that make it okay?
We kill white folk. We kill white folk here.
Well, guess what?
What kind of stuff? What kind of mind?
We kill black people too.
Produce.
We don't
produce that kind of
stuff. That'll make it right.
The hell is this crack of thinking about? Black Power?
Black Power.
Hey, it makes it right to kill black folks because we throw a white one in there every blue moon. Maybe a Mexican hand there, huh? Might even shoot a woman in the back, you know. It don't matter. That's the way he make it sound like, yeah, we kill white folks too, shit. Our recipe, we need 5 niggers for every cracker we kill.
Now, right,
joking, man.
Exactly.
That's the statement, man. I don't want nobody saying that I was conspiring to kill nobody, nothing like that. No shit like that. But, man, it's pretty rough, man. It's pretty rough out here. But I tell you what, the big question is, who's standing up for us out here? I tell you, I know a guy that'll stand up for us. His name is Azriel LeBeau. Hey, he don't give a motherfucking damn. Hey, look, ask anybody, man. We was in Gaffney in the courthouse. Hey, what'd he say? What'd he tell them crackers? Oh, man, when I came down here, don't make me come back. Because guess what? At the end of the day, bro, I got his back on that shit right there. We shouldn't have to be coming down to no town. We shouldn't have to go to Roxboro. We shouldn't have to go to Alabama. We shouldn't have to go nowhere. Like y'all say, if people weren't doing fucked up shit, we wouldn't have to form an organization from the beginning. It's the fucked up shit that people doing that's making us have to get together and come together to check these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't have to worry about, oh, man, a white dude that had the police called on him 10 times on different days, on different weeks, different months, because he's shooting a firearm that, first of all, he shouldn't even have. But then you shouldn't be shooting in a residential area. And then somebody that called the law, but then the law didn't do shit. Keisha Tate got killed by Lucas Schuyler over in Gaffney. Man, this dude, from what I hear, he's a child molester. He shot and killed a black person before and got off the hook for it. Now, let me ask y'all this right here. They called the police on me for walking down the street. Mm-hmm. If I walk down the street right now in any town, whether it's north, south, out Midwest, out west, whatever like that, and I got so much as a cell phone on me, don't you know that can mean a death sentence for me? For me walking down the street and I see the police walking up, so I decide to call my folks and let them know where I'm at. Come and check on me. I pull up my cell. He's got a gun. Shoot him. He's got a gun. But see, they called the police on this white dude how many times? On different days, over the months. Hey, this dude out here in the backyard firing a gun. I got all my kids in here. This woman had, what, she had 10 kids. I think one passed away from the COVID, you know, where the white folks, you know, purposely gave us COVID. They was trying to mix up a recipe to kill us. They wouldn't kill other people, though. But they fucked up with the recipe. But it made everybody sick, you know what I'm saying? So one of the kids died from COVID, but 9 kids? You got 9 kids. And you taking care of your 9 kids. Let's go here first, man. I know women that can't even take care of 2 and 3 kids. Oh, I got 2 kids.
I think at least 6 of the children are in the home.
I'm just so busy, yo. Man, this woman got all these kids, man. All respect for her. She got all her kids. You know what I'm saying? But then when you calling the police and saying, is somebody out here shooting, and then nobody does nothing about that, and then she ends up dead, oh, that's the fucking problem right there. And then walking down the street, Lavelle Lane, he walking down the street minding his own business. He ain't got a skateboard, roller skates, motor scooter, no nothing. How he going to get down the street? It wasn't no sidewalks right there, man. We in the country. It ain't no sidewalks in these motherfucking roads. You got to walk in the mud puddle and walk through the grass and probably get chased by a dog here and there because it's country as fuck. This dude walking down the street, they decide they're going to play doctor, judge, executioner, jury, all that on him. They took him to jail when she should have never been there, shot him up with medicine, and then killed him. Now, I can go on and on and on and talk about people who done got killed by the police and people that done got killed on the street by rednecks, people who done got bamboozled out of their land, out of their house, out of their job. You know what I'm saying? People who could have had a family, raised a family, did big things, but they just suppressed them, depressed them, and oppressed them. Huh? Suppressed. Depressed, oppressed, all of our people, man. I mean, I don't know what to say, man. But we really can't control them. We can only control us. So make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing by loving your brother and your sister. Treat every woman like your mother, your sister, or your daughter. Treat every man like your father, your brother, or your son. And guess what? then we'd be getting somewhere. All the jealousy and all the, I ain't gonna help him out. Oh, he think he better than us. He done bought him a new Cadillac. Man, fuck him. Who he think he is? Nah, we ain't gonna put him on. I got some knowledge, but I ain't gonna tell him. Who does he think he is? All that bullshit right there, man. Would you do that to your mama? Anything you get ready to do to somebody, would you do that to your mama? If somebody step in your shoes, if your mama step in your shoes, you gonna kill your mama? Huh? Whatever, when you get ready to do something, somebody jump on them or just talk shit or belittle them or whatever you're going to do to somebody, would you do that to your daughter? Would you do that to your grandma? Think about that every time you're interacting with your people. Would you do that or want to have that done to yourself, kind of like the golden rule, doing to others as you would have them doing to you? But just think about, before you do anything, think about would you do that to your mama or your grandma, and then there we go. It's all settled up. Now we sharing and caring. So just think about that every day. Thank y'all, man. Black power.
Black power, brother. Black power, black power for our brother Tyre Nitty right there in Spartanburg. And
hey, wait a minute. I forgot somebody. My bad. I forgot somebody. I know somebody else who will stand up for us.
Who's that, brother?
Dr. Critical True Bay. Oh, my God. Man, she came all the way in from Los Angeles, California, all the way to Spartanburg. And put these motherfuckers in check over here at the Spartanburg Detention Center, 950 California Avenue, then turned around and went up here on Howard Street to the sheriff's office, not the detention center, but the sheriff's office, and questioned them, put them in check. Their names was their position, asked them did they have an agenda, did they have their rules wrote down of engagement, just so on and so forth, et cetera, blase, blase. She put them in check. That's somebody who will put somebody in check for you now. Dr. Critical True Bay is somebody who will stand on your side and rock with you. And not only her, neither. I know one more person,
at least. I agree.
I know some more, but I know some people. Sheikh Aliman Akbar. Damn it, boy, if you don't give him recognition, man, he'll roll up on the cracker. He don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. He'll roll up on him, trying to motherfucking tell you. I got some pictures now. He's standing at the damn 950 California Avenue with a shotgun strapped around his motherfucking shoulder. Now, if that ain't some balls, then you don't know what balls is. Huh?
Black power. These no good bastards are willing to kill us. And we have to go armed against them. And we move towards that family. I said, well, I've been trained to cut you down, buddy. You can't allow them to intimidate. They are cowards. These are Puritan cowards that we're up against. I've been going up against them all of my full, complete, and entire life. And I'm telling you, we're dealing with nothing but Puritan cowards here. And we must go, as Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad teaches us, we must go armed against our enemy. It is your God and your gun. Now, U.P. Newton teaches us again that you must arm yourself, or you harm yourself at this hour in particular. And we have to stand up against all forms of tyranny, all forms of oppression, especially when it's coming out of government taxpaying dollars. You got to represent your dollar. You can't let your dollar go down the drain and some bastard come in and kill up your family and keep moving. You gotta say, whoa, Nettie. And put some brakes on this shit, man. I'm here to tell
come
you.
Come on.
Yes, sir. I can feel you and I can hear you. I'm gonna reach out to my brother. He's over here in the Washington metropolitan area. We got our national minister of defense. He's live.
Black power.
He's live and it ain't no job. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
All right.
Got Nat
turning himself on the line.
Yeah, that's right. Love
the name.
Black.
They're going to change that name from Black Lightning.
Black Lightning.
A black revolutionary. I like this.
Black
I don't know about that, but I was given that by our Honorable Hashim Azinga now. But then again, he's the one that's supposed to give me my name in the first place.
But you were supposed to get my name in the first place. So if you say it's Nat Turner, it's Nat Turner.
Go for it.
I love the name Nat Turner.
That's the most honorable name. He was the prophet, honorable man, fought against the cracker, organized, got his countrymen together, rose up and checked these bastards. Because there's not no, ain't no peaceful way of negotiating. They've been proved all negotiations have failed at this hour. Unless someone has proof and evidence that there's some negotiation going on that we don't know about, then we will take the fifth. But right now, we're going to check these bastards until they give us a fifth. Because if was a fifth, then we'd all be drunk. So we're
That's
not going
right.
on the fifth. No, we ain't
no,
riding
we ain't
the
doing that.
And the fifth.
They ain't doing
Black
that.
Power?
And
Black
you know, power. Black power. And, you know, I noticed in the write-up you were talking about Ukraine, it seemed like they would give aid and abet the enemies of our people no matter where they at. Because them ain't nothing but a bunch of skinhead Nazis, you know. I mean, Putin said it right, you know. But, you know, ain't nothing but another white man, you know, fighting with another white man. Oh, okay. Let them duke it out. That's what I say. Let them duke it out, you know. Yeah, maybe best white man win. Yeah, if you got the Ukrainian, that's a white man. You got Russia, that's a white man. You got the United States. Now, we know that's not only a white man, but that's the devil and goddamn self, you know. It just like that reminds me of a scripture when he was taught, when the devil was trying to when the devil was trying to tempt Christ, right? And he say, "Yeah, man, you see all that down there? You see all them governments and all that money flowing down there? All that shit belong to me." He said, "But I give you a big chunk of it if you just bow down to me and call me your master and your Lord, and you know, and just bow down to me, you can have it all." See, they do that same shit now. See, but Christ, he had more gumption than people got now. He's like, none of that shit belong to you. It all belongs to my Father in heaven. He gives it to me whenever I feel like having it. And that ain't what I'm here for, you know what I mean? Plus, so no, I ain't down with the Ukrainians. I ain't down with the with us helping them like that. We need to stay focused on the African countries, our country, and our people. Just like the point of no return in Africa, where they took us off as slaves, never to return, and now they call that the point of return. Because they have a lot of ships returning from America with black Americans on them, you know, returning to Africa. So, and what did Trump call it? Mud country. He said everybody, he should have just kept it real, you know what I'm saying? He was probably keeping it real in the Oval Office, though, between the McDonald's sandwiches. You know, he didn't want mud countries coming in. You know, I'm sure he was calling us the N-word behind our backs, you know. So I'm just saying, here he come again, y'all. Look out. But at least one thing, though, he like that authentic John Wayne-ass white man, whereas the Ukraine don't want to fuck with him. Russia don't want to fuck with him. China don't even want to fuck with him. But see, China's sneaky. China be like shaking his hand and nodding to his man behind his back to go ahead and push the button, you know. See, they all about the money. I shouldn't even say they sneaky. They're all about the money. See, Chinese done went into Africa and bought up everything. Whereas if you African, you live in if you're in Africa, most likely you got your loan for your land from Chinamen. So when you can't pay your loan for your land, what does the Chinaman do? He come in and he take your land. He take your natural resources. you know? So I'm just saying, the reason I said started out with saying about Christ being tempted, Christ said, hell no. You can't tempt me. You can't bribe me. You can't pay me. I'm here now, homie. It's too late. The only thing you can do to me is kill me because I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And you might not have a good time with that because when Peter already cut a soldier's ear off fucking with me, you know, he could have been like that. You know, it could have been keeping it real with him. Say, look, man, you know, been doing carpentry all my life. I got Popeye the Sailor arms. I will bust that ass, you know. And matter of fact, when he went in the church, in the synagogue, and they were selling items, and he beat them all up out of there, you know. So you got to be a strong individual to say no, you know, to say no. I'm standing up for the people, my people. I ain't fucking around with these Ukraine or any others. European or Asia or anything that ain't got nothing to do with us, because see, they fighting their asses off for what? What the fuck are they fighting for? You know, they probably could have made peace, but you know what they're all about. They're all about that money. You know, maybe Ukraine is like Christ. Maybe Ukraine says, "Fuck y'all, we ain't bowing down, kissing y'all's ass." But then again, they're a bunch of Nazi skinheads, so fuck them too. That's how I think about it. But did y'all put any money in the till? Because I've been looking for money to come through for this bus. And it looked to me like we're going to wind up getting a van instead of a bus. And if y'all don't have to put some money up in here, we're going to have wind up renting a van instead of owning it for us. Like Khalid Muhammad said, ain't nobody going to help us but us. You know, we can't walk up to the devil and say, please, Mr. Devil, can you help us out? We're trying to get a bus so that we can get our people to the missions. Say, please, Mr. Devil, we might need a bite or two to eat along the way. Can you help us out, Mr. Devil? Say, no, Mr. Devil ain't going to do shit for us. And see, now, in today's time, y'all got a lot easier than back when Khalid Muhammad was here, because y'all had to go up to the bucket and put some money in the bucket. Right now, we're making it easy. You ain't got nobody looking at you like saying, oh, no, man, if I put a dollar in there, that dude there look like he might not like me putting a dollar. He might want more. You know what I'm saying? Not Khalid. I'm just saying whoever holding the bucket. Might be somebody looking at you, you put a dollar in there, look at you like, man, you wearing a $10,000 suit. I know you'd come better than that. So we not asking y'all to walk up to the bucket holding man. We just ask you to walk over to your phone, pull up Cash App, and put in $. I'm going to wait for y'all to pull up Cash App first. Y'all got Cash App up, right? $77. Y'all got your ink pens or your pencils ready? 77 Bakers. Like patty cake, Baker's man. Bake me a revolutionary as fast as you can. Stirring up Whitey and throwing them in the frying pan. Anyway, that's 77 Bakers for the numerically pure heart. 77 Bakers for those that want to throw a dollar in the till, a penny or 20 or 50 or 100. Throw a dub, you know. We need, look, somebody sitting on the money that we need for this bus. I know it. I can feel it. The book is sitting out there. How much was it? 17,000. We need 17,000. They need somebody out there to put in 17,000 in the till so we can get this bus right away. Or at least put in half. You put in half, we'll see, like shit, we go see if we can finance the other half. But anyway, love you all, and we're fighting for the people because y'all can go one more game. Come on, I know y'all know what I'm about to say. Because I am a revolutionary. Oh, I said it wrong. I am. Come on, y'all.
I am.
A black revolutionary on the planet. Black power, y'all. This is the place to be. And salute to all the soldiers out there. You know, as soon as we get this bus, man, I'm gonna be sitting outside. Saying, look, man, come on now. I told you I was on the way. Come on, we got to go.
You know how impatient I am. Y'all better be sitting out at the curb with your bags like the school bus. All right, Black Power, y'all. Black Power.
Black Power.
We gonna
Black
get
power.
I know.
Black Power.
Black Power.
And that is with
Black,
that strong.
Black to you, our national chairman.
Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning, a.k.a. Nat Gunner of the Owl. We hope that you enjoy Black Power Radio and all of our outreach programs. We're here to give up that free breakfast. We're feeding here in D.C. at this hour, along with the help of the Black Muslim community and those that are involved in just making things better for us. I just like the feeling of working with we the people. And we could go on the land and get the food, the good organic food, and bring in the food and prepare the food. And we got hot food and box food that we're giving
and
up.
And that's the chairman. And that's the chairman.
Yes,
you left out the revolutionary voice of the people.
Go ahead. You got
that's
the voice
of the people. The revolutionary voice of the people, not just the voice of the people. You got to be the revolutionary voice of the people.
Well, let's try the black revolutionary voice of the people. Because we get our revolution and twist it up. In Ukraine got a revolution with one of our black sisters is negotiating, taking the lead at the inventory on meeting the needs of the Ukraine and having inspected one thing that I know of. In the black community. Now, maybe she did an inspection, and we didn't see it, so we're giving her the benefit of the doubt that maybe she did an inspection. But a cold-blooded revolutionary will tell you straight up, she ain't did a damn thing over here in the black community that we know of in the way of revolution, in the way of getting the oppressive forces to stop killing us with government money, in the way of bringing us reparations we need to recover from all the hatred, oppression, and all of the dirt and the dastardly deeds that have been done to us on a daily basis. And it continues. This tyranny continues. And we must fight this oppression. It's no different in the time of Huey P. Newton. It's no difference in the time of Dr. King. No difference in the time of Trayvon Martin and Emmett Till. It's the same goddamn cracker killing us that killed Emmett Till. The same one that oppressed Rosa Parks and Dr. King is oppressing us right here now. Same one that gave Santa Lou Hamer hell in Mississippi is the same cracker giving me hell. The same cracker that killed Melvin Evans in Mississippi. The same cracker trying to kill us now. And we got to stand up against him. And sometimes, it's straight up, you got to kill him first. You got to kill the oppressor, the offender. Sometimes your greatest offense is offense. Just like the bullet or the bullet. Say the ballot or the bullet, we say the bullet or the bullet. We have to use offense when we see as necessary. Self-defense must be used. But sometimes you have to head off the oppressor, ambush that goddamn oppressor coming
Black
after
power.
You can't let him roll up on you. See, I know military. I know war.
Beat him to the point.
And I'm here to fight against the oppressive forces that attempt to kill us. They're willing to take our life and tell us we have no recourse. Who will intercede and negotiate on our behalf at this hour? As you see them negotiating for Ukraine and some other Negro in the person of Roy Enos and all of these Negroes that were gathered around Washington, and they put this in place, this Israel, the current state of affairs. They helped to bring the Russians into Palestine. They came into the Jerusalem, the precinct of a place known worldwide as a holy place. They brought the devil and took the clothes of the devil. I'm here to tell you. They took the original rabbis, the original disciples of Moses, and put those garb on the devil himself, took the disciples, the robes of our ancestors, and draped them on the devil, and say, now we got a holy place, because they gave this to
a nomad. This is a nomadic, meaning he's a wanderer, had no homeland, and made him a homeland, just took those people's land and made it his land, huh? So we don't have any way to compromise with the opposition. When you see everybody negotiating for the opposition, and they'll come from among you to negotiate for the opposition. Roy Enos, Niger Enos, J.C. Watson. He was almost a borderline comrade, but a cat named Armstrong Wentz, always finding a way to support old Wooden Tooth Strong Thurman back in the day. 103 years old, he was still supporting that crap until he just was exposed and said he had black children and he never claimed them. He was a redneck at the beginning, the middle, and the end. But that cucker stayed in office for a lifetime. He died in his office. I'm just wondering how much are you going to stand up for your rights and go against the opposition at this hour for black power. As I turn that mic right back over to Brother Ty Nitty, I believe, at the top of the key. Black power, is he there?
Black power.
Black
better
power.
Get that dusty-ass thing off the dresser and pop the oppressor. Let me say that again for y'all who didn't hear me. You better get that dusty thing up off your dresser and pop the oppressor. Hey, man, listen, we can't control what they're going to do. We can't control what they done done. But guess what? We can control what we going to do. What we going to do, y'all? Anybody out there? Hey, they say if you don't arm yourself, you harm yourself. So
that's right.
Today, what have you armed yourself with? Every time you arm yourself, it ain't with a gun or a knife. Sometimes you got to arm yourself with knowledge. Sometimes you arm yourself with what you read in a book. Pick a book up and read that right there. I've been reading all day long. I've been arming myself, preparing myself, manifesting things all day long. And that's what it means to go to war. It ain't always about punching somebody in their face or pulling out a gun and letting it go or stabbing somebody. It ain't all about that. Sometimes it's a political attack. Sometimes it's a mental attack. Sometimes it's a psychological attack. Anything that got a big impact. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yeah. Arm yourself every day. Read something. If you taking a shit, how long it take you to take a shit? Some people it take them 30 minutes. Might take you 5 minutes. Might take 45 minutes. Hey, you ain't doing them a beating your meat anyway. Get the newspaper. Get a magazine. Do something. Huh? While you sitting there? You ain't doing nothing but sitting there. Be reading them. Read before you go out the door. Read when you come in the door. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about other people all day long and what they done did and what they planning to do. What are we going to do, though? Are you saving any money for the cause? You putting anything up? Hey, hold on 1 second. I'm about to tune somebody in. I'm about to tune somebody. Hold on. Hey, this is my Minister of Defense, Mr. 100. Hey, Mr. 100, you live on the radio, Black Power Radio. Introduce yourself. Don't get scared now. You weren't scared at the Charlotte Hornets game yesterday when you were showing out on TV. Introduce yourself. 100. All right, anyway, he ain't saying nothing, but hey, back to what I was saying. It ain't all about what they doing to us or what they done did to us. What we going to do, man, put some money up for the cause. It's 52 weeks in a year. Put up $5 a week, five mangy dollars a week. That's like two sodas that you get while you're at work and a hamburger that you might get on a Thursday that you know you don't need anyway. That's $5 right there. Do that every week. Some people you might can do that every day, $5 a day, put that up. Some people it might be $1 a day. But are you doing everything you can do for this cause? Hey, I put it like this right here. It's like looking back to back in the day when people was getting hung and shit and you was having to work in the field every day. I done heard people sitting there and say, man, that couldn't have been me back in the day. It couldn't have been me working in the field every day. okay, fast forward to these times right here, and then go into the future when people look back at 2023 and say, man, it couldn't have been me getting my ass whooped by the police. That couldn't have been me working on the job for $20 an hour. That couldn't have been me letting my family land get bamboozled by the white folks. What are you doing today? What are we doing today? Because people are going to look back and say, man, I couldn't have been doing that shit Ty Nitty was doing. He wasn't doing shit. Do something, man. Stand up. We talking about what we would have did if we would have been in the field, man. I would have took that shovel and hit them upside the head. What about today? What you doing today? It might not be swinging a shovel.
That's not great.
You know, today it might not be swinging a shovel. It might just be our people that died so we can go to school, so we can learn how to read, so we can stay in any neighborhood we wanted to live in. We got people that died, got beat, so we can sit on the school bus or ride a public bus. So what are we doing with that? Are we taking opportunity, taking advantage of the opportunity? What are we doing? Pick a book up and just keep everything going. The opportunities that our people opens up the door for, take advantage of those opportunities. Go to the public library. I go to the public library. I don't see no black people in there. I don't know if somebody needs to mute their phone or what's going on. Hey, everybody, mute your phone. If you're not talking or plan on talking, mute your phone. But I go into the public library, or I go to Barnes & Noble's bookstore. I don't see no black folks in there. I might see one or two here now. Step it up. Grab that knowledge. Don't let that mission abolish. Huh? Black power.
We're hiding all the knowledge in the books. I noticed something, a good tool of black power, a good tool that I've been using, especially like you're driving or something, they have those audio books where they read it to you. You know what I mean? So a lot easier sometimes. You know, you want to go through some studies. And research, been researching like mad, you know, researching everything, you know, researching, it looks like what's catching my attention is we have, nuclear submarines out on the American coast, you know, what was it, Chinese, I believe it was Chinese. So I'm just saying, I'd say Chinese and Russia, they just flexing, you know. But what they really don't want, they want America, for blacks in America to unite with blacks all over the world, you know, from the Ivory Coast, Senegal, to Barbados, all over the world. If all blacks unite, we take this shit over in a day. You know? Just like when you had masses of people protesting on certain behalfs in different countries. And they ain't watching American videos where you got police standing at the corner, chit-chatting with each other. You know, they ain't really on no kind of guard. You got the National Guard, who definitely ain't on guard, and ain't on God either. So I'm just saying, there's a big setup. They say, look at us. We can raid the Capitol. If we can do it, so can you. Yeah, right. The only way we going to do it is to do it Nat Turner style. That's the only way we going to do it. And believe me, that can get done. That can get done. If all the blacks in the United States and all over the world were to unite, it should be over in a heartbeat. You know? Like I say, we would be sitting in the big house having Master pick the cotton. You know? I mean,
we're coming down to the get together we have in Spartanburg on the 20th. Don't forget to tell everybody about that right there.
Oh yeah, we are all trying to do, we all are going to do, Spartanburg, South Carolina, city council meeting. Spartanburg. I've been saying it wrong all this time and looking right at the sign. I'm looking right at the sign and saying, no. I got it.
If you can't say Spartanburg, say Sparkle Town, Sparkle City.
I like that better. Okay, y'all. We're going to be in the Dirty Bird, the Sparkle Town down there in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Spartanburg.
On the 20th, because we're not done with them. They're not done with us either. So I would say that every time we take a swing, they seem like they're taking a swing. But that's all right. You know why? Because we're not going to stop swinging. And somebody's going to take notice. And I'm hoping that it's the, them crackers got bosses. Shit, they got higher-ups. They got the governor. The governor will be like, yo, man, I'm starting to smell that shit all the way up here to the governor's office. And say, when the feds start poking, y'all on y'all own. And that's what I'm hoping for. See, because they've been trying to stick it to us all these damn years, trying to make us the scapegoat so that we can take the fall, be the fall guy, and do the, the 13th Amendment, become a slave, say every man is free unless he commit a crime. Oh, wow, back to slavery. And then all of it is, not all, I shouldn't say all because I don't even know. But I know I've heard that a lot of them are privately owned institutions. Ain't that some shit? In other words, Master got us out there picking cotton in them feds, you know. And like I said, if all the black folks were to unite, all them folks be out in one day, you know. They'd be out in one day. But that's okay. Don't think that they're going to come out into what we rename it, Black America. Don't think they're going to come out in Black America and remain hooligans and fools, because we got a spot for their asses too. You know what I'm saying? Might just send them on a boat and send them on back, or send them back to Europe with the rest of them, you know? So we're going to be nice about this shit. We're going to send them all back to Europe. This is just a little, you know, idea I've been thinking of. So, you know, like you say, people say, what I would have done was, shit, what I would have done, I'd have had everything looking just like it was normal. And say now look here, Master, what you need to do is you go to the mailbox, you go tell the mailman everything cool, wave at him, and tell him have a good day. That's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Either that or I'm be sitting on the porch with a shotgun. Black power, brother. Yes, sir.
So Black power.
Keep that hope alive, y'all, because we don't want nobody backing down when we do unite, you know? Black power.
Black power. And, you know, this is a movement that asks the pertinent cross-examination question, that who is willing to intercede and negotiate on our behalf at this hour? And we see, again, our black sister on the front line negotiating for the goddamn Ukraine. She's the ambassador some way up in office. But no one is here to intercede on our behalf and negotiate our war with this goddamn beast. No one is standing there to intercede with any form of energy, militarily, socially, politically, or otherwise. If we don't stand up for self and do for self, then goddamn it won't get done. Because if you can't do it, damn it, it can't be done. And if you won't do it, it won't get done. And I just say black power to all of our black brothers and sisters. We're live here at 240-521. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black power, black power.
Black power.
Black power.
I just wanted to chime in for just a second because I'm in a lot of pain. But I just wanted to say this. We're looking at this thing globally. And we're seeing what's happening all over the world. Revolutions are popping up all over the world, and they have been for the last 10 to 15 years. There's been global revolutionaries against imperialism, against global hegemony, against colonialism in all of its forms. What we have to understand today is that when we are pushing the line against this U.S. government and its policies, what needs to happen at this stage is that there needs to be a U.N. plebiscite addressing the atrocities that we suffer under this particular regime. And we have to be able to charge them with crimes against humanity, not just war crimes. We are in an ongoing perpetual war. We have to charge them with crimes against humanity, right? And that is the only way that the reparations issue will get global attention and hit the floor of the UN is if there is a plebiscite and we are charging them as the Jews charge, as every other people charge, as the Japanese charge. We have to charge them with crimes against humanity and charge them with war crimes. Black power.
Black power.
Oh, and all of the national officials that are online, I want y'all to hear this. All the national officials that are online, there is a new national central committee chat room and messenger. I want everybody to get in contact with the national chief of staff. Give him your name and your tags on social media so that he can place the national officials and the central committee members, the regional chairmen and things of that nature inside of this group. This group is going to be a group that is going to be addressing New Black Panther Party issues. It's a political education group. It's also going to be groups where information, it's also going to be things where information is going to be funneled to numerous chapters in reference to what's going on around the country dealing with the New Black Panther Party and the black community. So any information that you may have of happenings and ongoings or goings-ons that are taking place inside of your community or those areas that are adjacent to your communities, post those inside of that room so we can enter into discussions and come up with programmatic solutions to those problems. Black power.
Black power. We thank you for Stephen Biko and all of those that have chimed in from the National Central Committee and all of you have been online tonight. And we're excited tonight, brother and sister. We have a very, very special guest online with us tonight on Black Power Radio. Again, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And some have come in from the smartphone, dumb phone, Android, and on your paranoid. By whatever means you came into Black Power Radio tonight. Oh, my. We have our special guest, the Honorable Pastor Turner, who is a man that had came to us through Tulsa and now to Baltimore. And we're just happy to have him on, bringing up Umar Johnson, many other tasks and feats. He's running all over the nation. He's doing the run walk. And we can walk and run all over Tulsa for reparation. And I will introduce you to our very special guest this evening, our Honorable Pastor Turner of Baltimore. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Alaikum salam and Black Power. So honored to be with you on tonight. Dear brother, you walk with me in the trenches of Tulsa for reparations for the victims and descendants of Tulsa Race Massacre in 1921, advocating for them to give and excavate the places where they dumped our ancestors' bodies, our black people's bodies, from who were killed during the massacre, and to give them proper burial. You have been there, and recently saw you when the great teacher, Dr. Umar Johnson, came at my invitation to Baltimore to speak, and did a brilliant job speaking at the Empowerment Temple. I'm delighted to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Quite welcome, and we are delighted to be here with you tonight. And this is a soldier that's willing to team up, and he is not a fair weather. He goes, the weather does not deter our pastor from marching for the cause, fighting for the cause, and getting his troops and his whole congregation involved in the issue. So we love him so much here at Black Power Radio. And so now, what is the state of this reparations at this hour, in your opinion? Let's see, nationwide, local Baltimore, Tulsa, California, elsewhere. What's your take on reparations at this hour, Pastor?
Well, I must say, as somebody who's been an advocate for reparations now for going on 20 years, I've never seen it talked about more. When I first started talking about reparations in my 20s, people would laugh and say how impossible it is that we not going to get anything and they not going to give us anything. And I said then, as I say now, nobody's ever going to give you anything. You know, Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, said power, you know, does not give anything without demand. You know, and so we have to demand and be consistent with our grievances. And so right now we're seeing a lot of communities rising up demanding just that, with task force being formed as recently as this month in Detroit. And D.C. is looking at forming a task force. We've seen the state of California. We've seen colleges and universities, and we've seen cities such as Evanston. We've seen all across the country, and none of the two look alike, you know. And so if right now there being task force and commissions formed and some things done, but conclusively and comprehensively, we have not seen anything as of yet on a national level. And that is what I've been pushing for, hence my walks from Baltimore to the White House every month. 42 miles to be exact, but I call it 40 miles for 40 acres in reverence to the term 40 acres and a mule that was promised. That was promised to our people. And I think we need to continue to remind America about the promise she made. And if you don't make, if you don't meet your promise, then you're a liar. And we don't mind calling America a liar, but she's going to have to hear it more often from those of us who believe that she needs to keep her word. Because if she doesn't keep her word, then she ought to be called the liar that she is until she does right her own word. So every month I go from Baltimore to the White House to the nation's president's house by feet. I walk there. Some 80,000 plus steps I walk, some 12 to 14 hours I walk. You know, I used to walk in Tulsa every week to City Hall, rain, sleet, hail, or snow. And just recently, and you walk with me, and I thank God for you to this day. Just recently, I walked from Selma to Montgomery, the same walk that Dr. King made. He made it in 5 days. It's 54 miles from the Edmund Pettus Bridge to the state capital of Alabama in Montgomery, Alabama. And they told me I couldn't do it, brother. They told me it's impossible to do it in a day. They said the only other person who did it quicker than 5 days was a cyclist who did it in two. Well, I had, you know, only by God's strength and mercy, I did it in less than 24 hours. I started at 3:45 a.m. on Monday morning. I finished 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning. That's less than 24 hours. And I stopped for 4 hours. So I walked nonstop for 20 hours. And I just did that this past Monday, a week ago today.
You're an awesome man, brother. Man, you're walking in the path and the footsteps of Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking in the footsteps of Moses, because the Christ Jesus Messiah was actually, and he confronted me, said, no, I have come not to change.
That's right.
But I have come to fulfill. And they said, oh, great Messiah, what is it that you have come to fulfill? He said, it is the laws and those great commandments that were given to Moses and Abraham. So we're here at the Black Panther Party seeking out these remember when J. Edgar Hoover, some call him J. Edgar Hoover, was out on the stop to the rise of the Black Messiah. And he has his COINTELPRO and all of these things going. So now we're on the rise seeking in these major cities. We have 20 so far, and we're looking for 10,000 Black Messiahs that are supposed to be around in these cities. After the curse, they say they brought in the red heifer that it was unblemished, the unblemished red heifer. and you heard the story, and they went into Dallas, went into this place and that place, went to Jerusalem and did the ritual, and now that's, they say that Messiah is here in America, and we say there's 10,000 of them, and so we're looking and seeking them out. And with the, and in fact, you all have just heard for once, we got 21 now. You just heard from Pastor Turner, and I like to call him Pastor Nat Turner for real. But he is one of the, those that arise as the Black Messiah this hour, because his voice is being heard in Baltimore, being heard in Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery, being heard in Tulsa, and right here in Washington, D.C. And he's live tonight with our vast listening and participating audience right here live on Black Power Radio. And so I'll turn you back over to our Pastor Turner to continue his vision, to give you the universal vision of Pastor Turner. It goes far, deep, and wide. And we love you so much, brother, and we're happy to have you live on Black Power Radio. My.
Thank you. Always my pleasure. Anytime.
And yes, sir. And I wanted you to continue with your vision to share with them that you're willing to cross here and there, and you got walks that are coming up.
That's right.
About those walks that are coming up. So give us your schedule, your time, your contact information, and all of that. And we just have so much love for you right here at Black Power Radio. My.
I sure will. Bye-bye.
That's right. You're live, and you can give them, if you have a contact information, emails, and your schedule. I don't know what. Oh boy, we got disconnected, y'all. But anyhow, we're right here. We are happy to be in the association with Pastor Turner, and he's a man of just a great. Because he's a tall man. He's taller than me. People keep telling me I'm tall. Pastor Turner stands about 6'5", and he's an athlete. And we're all athletes together, and we're fighting against this goddamn devil. And that's the main thing, that you put some plugs in against the opposition and that you are willing to defeat him in the midst of his iniquity and in the midst of his attempts to mistreat black people and his attempts to kill us and to maim and to injure. And we have our man in Roxborough, North Carolina. We're not going to allow these bastards off the hook for beating our man in the eye. We're going to go to these meetings, go into the places that's necessary to check these bastards. So that's our plight. And this is why we've come here tonight, for the continuity of the mission. And so we are going right back to Spartanburg and get the rest of that update from our brother Ty Nitty, the chairman of the state of South Carolina, Black Power. I don't know if something went wrongly in the transition. Are you all still able to hear me? Am I coming clear? Something got hope nothing is disconnected. If she's run a test, I can let you know. Just let me know. Won't you mind? Okay, can you hear us, Black Lightning? Are you able to hear us? Clearly. Let me see. I don't know. Are you able to hear us clearly now? Okay, good. So we're in the continuity of the fight. We're in the right fight tonight against white fright. They're trying to frighten us into submission, but we have news for the opposition, because we've taken a hard line position against the goddamn opposition. And we're checking these bastards at every turn in the road, and we're getting support from avenues and corridors that we never dreamed that we would get that kind of help.
Black power. I got my brother from Yemen. I got a comrade from Yemen here. Like I was talking about all the brown people. All the black people, all the African people unite all around the world, the same song, especially the ones that's right here with us, you know? So if you run this, we run this. You know what I'm saying? So since they guess, we're going to make them honored guests. honored you.
Very, very good.
Okay. All right. Well, look, say Black Power to my brother.
Hi, brother. How are you?
You hear that? I told
Black
you.
Black Power. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wait a minute. Let me go back over here. Wait a minute. He says something back to you. He says something back. Say that again, sir.
We say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. كيف الحال؟ كيف حالك؟
طاهر الحمد لله. And you?
One more. Where are you from? One more. One more. I told you we're the originals. 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. That's us. Yeah.
That'd be us. That'd be us. Well, we sure have, yeah. Certainly happy to have our brother.
Well,
what part of Yemen
are you from? From Yemen,
still there
in the house.
He's still there with
Ali,
me, right?
Man, Ali, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he said, well, it's Ali. Uh-huh.
Yeah, let him tell us some of his story. Well, what part of Yemen and what is your plight here in America? Give us some of your time. We've got Ramadan coming up. Ramadan is soon.
Oh, Ramadan coming, yes, soon.
Yeah.
It's maybe a week. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, y'all enjoy that Ramadan. Just let me know when it is so I won't eat around you. He's working, so I'm going to let him get back to work. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Yes, thank you for coming live on Black Power Radio. Definitely,
yeah, was,
we're in the universal mode right now. And we're rocking.
He said Black Power louder. Of anybody up here in Trump country.
After C-State is supposed to be there somewhere tonight. He said he'd be with us, but we didn't get him tonight. But we know that Black Power Radio, again, gives you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. And we're all over the nation, around the world, and we're doing whatever's necessary to bring about justice for we the people. And we're just so thankful to all of you that are constant contributors to the balance programming of Black Power Radio, and bringing in your friends and your guests to the airway, and knowing that we have, again, the most informative radio talk show on the internet, anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. And we are missing a few links tonight, but nevertheless, they'll be with us again on Sundays and Mondays at 8 p.m., you can call Black Power Radio at, again, 515-605-9889. Again, for the numerically pure at heart, at 515-605-9889. And you'll be live right here at Black Power Radio. You can punch one, and we'll work with, man. You can get live with us. You can advertise on Black Power Radio. And, again, that may be Alfred Sensei. He said he would be calling in. Let's see if we can pull up who's calling in here today. We got to look down the line and see if we can get it back on your mind. Black this time. There he is. That's Brother Alfred Sensei calling in the Black Power Radio. Now, you know, that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. And we're nothing but blessed here at Black Power Radio to have guests local, at home, and abroad from all around the world. And we're going to bring him live now, our chairman over in Sierra Leone. And we're just so thankful to you, brother and sister, that are patient with us. And we're going to bring our African representative of New Black Panther Party chapter in Sierra Leone, who has connected us with Gambia and many other nations in Nairobi, Kenya, all over the world, and up and down parts of the Congo and Uganda and Tanzania, and just to name a few, in Ghana, West Africa. We are here live on Black Power Radio. And what you hear from our chairman in Africa, Brother Chairman Alpha Cisse, the chairman of Sierra Leone. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power? Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Brother
Alpha. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Black Power. Black Power? Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Yeah. I'm so happy to be here today.
I am the chairman of the New Black Panther Party here in Sierra Leone, also covering South Africa, Tanzania, Gambia, Senegal, yes, all over Africa. I can see we have chapters there under Africa. We are doing so well. The New Black Panther Party is flourishing in Africa. I can assure everyone. Let me commit here that under Sheikh Imam Akbar, we are doing extremely well here in Africa, following the teachings, following the practice, following all the good things that our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, is doing. Of course, we are listening and follow what is going on. Black power, black power. I'm so happy to be here, first and foremost. So black power to each and every comrade there. As time goes on, I will speak. I will have the podium again to speak about our movement, what we are doing here, what we are embarking on, and what we plan to do. Black power.
Black power. Black power. We thank Chairman Alfred and all of his network and his staff there in Africa, and they're doing the propagation, they're doing the dawah and extending the word of the Panther, the good news of the Panther and the Messiah. They're raising a portion of those 10,000 black messiahs are in Africa. Alpha Sisay is another. So we know these two voices added tonight, 22 black messiahs for black power, for the right idea to help we the people. Black power, black power. We're up to 22 black messiahs being raised by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. As he raised Jesus the Messiah, he's raising you. The Jesus the Messiah said, that greater thing shall you do when you come in after me, huh? He was saying all power given over them, all authority was given over them. But he said, the greater thing shall you do when you come after me. The woman touched the garment, right? And it came in that after touching the garment, she said, I was healed. I was made whole. She said, Christ Messiah, you saved me. You have made me whole this day. But he said, oh, no, no, no. It is your faith. It is your faith that has saved you. Huh? But it says, yet not in me, but in the he and the one who has sent me. And my. We're so glad that they have sent Brother Alpha C. Say our way, in the way of righteousness, in the way of black power, in the way of we the people, and in the way of education and knowledge and understanding, justice, freedom, justice, equality, and all the things that are good for the human being at this hour. We're here with Black Power Radio, and we're so damn glad that you tuned into our show tonight to feel the universality of our message, the universal message of black power. It's a lifestyle. When we want power for the people, we have been stripped of our identity, stripped of our name, our language, stripped of our dreams even have been stripped from us. And our patents were stolen from our inventions. So our science and our teaching and mathematics and history and the literary arts and the refined arts have been stolen from us. Oh, but we're here to restore. We're going to take reparations by any means necessary today. We are not accepting no for an answer. You stole us. You sold us.
Sold us.
God damn it, now you owe. And we must be paid in full reparations today. All praises to Allah to restore us to the condition of what you found us. And we are not accepting no as an answer from a wooden tooth cracker named Mitch McConnell, a no good devil. We are not going to accept that from him when he benefited fully from our enslavement held by his immediate ancestors in Alabama and Kentucky and North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, D.C. and Virginia. He's nothing but a slave master, and we should check this bastard at every turn in the goddamn road. And I thank you all for allowing us to share just those few syllables to remind you that there's so much work to do. Is that right? Black power?
Yes,
black,
sir.
Black power. Black power. Black power.
Black
and
power.
And a strong black military to black our call at this hour. So with that said, we're going to make it a short Black Power Radio tonight because we have so much task to do, so much organizing to do to get from here to North Carolina, to get from here to South Carolina, to get back to Baltimore and black to New York and black to Atlanta and black to Texas and black to Las Vegas, and we must ultimately get black to Los Angeles by May the 19th. So we got a lot of work to do, brother and sister. And we're just going to say to you, black power, black power. Does anybody have anything on a recap for us tonight? Any kind of recap?
Think about Muhammad Ali.
And we reggae with you, but you dance too fast for me. So that's the way we do it here at Black Power Radio. And I'm right here with you all every week here at Black Power Radio. You dial 515-615-9889. Again, 515-605-9889 will get you live on Black Power Radio. All you got to do is punch one, and you're going to be in the host queue. And we know we're glad to hear from you wherever you are at every turn in the road. If you're feeling good in your heart tonight to give to support Black Power Radio, then you dial, what, $77Bakers. Again, go to your Cash App, put up $77Bakers to help us share Black Power Radio. Again, for the numerically pure, or is it the alpha numerically pure at heart, that's $77, all capital letters, B-A-K-E-R-S, $77Bakers. We're going to be giving out food in this month of Ramadan, and we'll be doing all these great things and networking here at Black Power Radio. Again, we thank you for tuning in tonight, and we thank you for your support as well. And we know that God bless us all, huh? And God especially bless the child that God is on. My.
Hey.
Did anybody have anything on redirect? You have a redirect?
Well, I mean, you know, always got something. I was thinking about the black messiahs out there. Keep on doing what you're doing, you know, because the real, true black messiahs, we're doing it for the people, you know. We can't be bought off, can't be sold off. Damn sure ain't scared. All you can do is piss us off and say, oh, I didn't see that coming. Thought he was the nice one. Say, no, he's the quiet one. Always watch out for the quiet one. Which I ain't the quiet one, but I ain't the nice one. So I'm just saying to lead the people to freedom, not to bondage. Lead the people to victory and not to defeat. And I'll leave it at that. Black Power, everybody. Keep tuning in to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Thank you for tuning in. Assisting us to host tonight's show is our National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning, better known as AKA, we got two Nat Turners on board, so what can we do? One name Turner, and one is doing the work of Turner for sure. So here we are.
The
again, Brother Ty Nitty, our state chairman, is right there in South Carolina. And I don't know if he has anything on redirect before we give it to Marvin Gaye. Oh, my.
Yes,
Brother Ty, are you there in South Carolina? He might.
And that would be the revolutionary voice of the people. I'm going to stick with that.
Black Power. Black Power.
Yeah.
Stay with it, Brother Black Lightning, and we are strong here at Black Power Radio, only getting stronger and increasing our numbers. Brother Alpha Sensei, Brother Alpha Sensei, are you gone yet? I hope he's still there. Okay. You can go ahead and give your closing remarks tonight. Yes, sir. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. I'm still here.
Yes, sir. You can give your closing remarks and any contact information, et cetera, Brother Alfred.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We are still, like I was saying, the New Black Panther Party is still functioning here. Of course, we are doing the best for the Panther movement. Of course, we are also going to different communities and sensitizing our people about the Black Power movement. The New Black Panther Party under Sheikh Nomad, but what we are planning to do, of course, we are Ramadan is coming. We are expecting, you know, if there's any way to go out and reach to the people, give them like assistance for this Ramadan, it would be nice also. I suggest this few comrades and say yes, it's good. So the eligible people that are homeless, you consider the New Black Panther Party as a party of our organization that is helping. Of course, we have been helping. We are still doing it. And we are asking other communities out there that whatever thing you want to help, reach out to the New Black Panther Party here in Africa, you can get it done. So the 777 vehicles, you can send whatever thing on the cash out to check them out by our national chairman. You will be able to deliver it here directly. As I am the chairman, we are looking for funding. Our comrades are here, you know, they will be fasting too. They are Muslim. Even me, the chairman, also will be observing the fasting. I will be fasting too. So we are asking our comrades out there, whatever thing you want to help the comrades here in Africa, so continue to do the work for the Panthers. We are Panthers. We are not forcing, but if you consider us as we are on the same page, doing the same solidarity, helping the black people, fighting the racism, neocolonialism, capitalism, liberalism, all of us, you know, we are doing extremely well. We just want to say, we are counting on you out there. We are counting on you out there. Whatever thing you see, hey, I want to help the organization here, the New Black Panther Party organization here in Africa. You can reach it out to the chairman, national chairman, Chekilem Akbar. He will be able to help us here to move the organization very, very strongly. Of course, we have a great work to do. The national chairman has said it. We have a great work to do. The New Black Panther Party has to move. Going to Minnesota, all these places, Kansas City, as chairman was calling all the cities, we have to move. We have a great work to do. The national chairman also, the chief minister of defense, our national spokesman, Stephen Biko, I know you're out there listening, Field Marshal Coran, Chief Justice, Philippines would be all of you comrades, Anzara, Minister of Finance, all of you comrades. I'm the national chairman here. I want to extend a special greetings to all of you from other comrades who are not they are listening here. They're following what is going on. I want to send a special greetings from you. To all of you. Let's keep on doing the work. Let's fight for the black people. If you don't do it now, nobody else can do it. If you don't stand up for our people, nobody else can do it. The killing of black people is too much in the U.S. They need to stop. They need to stop. They owe us. They owe us. They owe us. And they have to pay that. They have to pay back. Whatever what they want, whatever thing they want, whatever implementation we're going to do, they have to pay us. We are going to fight till the end until we get what belongs to us. And we are going to fight until we find that be successful. We are not going to let them have a bit of this. The black race is the best. The black race stands very strong. And we are saying stop to all the killing, to all the barbaric treatment to black people. The U.S. here in Africa, we are facing the same consequences what is happening in the U.S. and the same thing happening here in Africa. We are being marginalized. We have to stand up as black people. As the chairman here, I strongly believe that under Chekilem Akbar, all what he is doing is fighting for the black people and he's succeeding. We have a great work to do. We are not going to relent. We are not going to slow down. We are not going to calm down. We have to take what is us, what belongs to us. We have to take it the force. What belongs to us has to come to us. What belongs to us has to be with us. What belongs to us has to stay with us. So if they want to trample into that, if they want to take it, we are not going to allow them, and we are going to fight them till the end until we get what belongs to us, come to us. Black power, black power.
Black power. Black power. And we thank
Black power, Black power.
Our brother Chairman Alfred C. Say, of his strong words of encouragement of a worldwide movement of black power, and the Black Panther worldwide is growing and it's gaining strength, gaining momentum, and he's using that same formula that we've always used, spirit of self-determination, the Umoja principle of unity, and then going on into Imani and having strong faith and near a purpose and continuing with our traditions and keeping the folklore, keeping our dream as a reality, living the dream. And this is what we do here at Black Power Radio. We're live. We don't teach you survival. We teach you how to live here. And we thank you so much for your time, all of you tonight. And with all that is said and all that we could say, we know that our great brother Marvin Gaye said it best. And as we say, Black Power, and assalamu alaikum.
I call them science through the order rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that bodies are a beam of light, that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them like surgic disalamine. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want you.
temptation. I swear I do. Mm-hmm. Ever since you went away, I ain't been doing nothing but
thinking
with my head in my hand. Been away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on. So I start
drinking
each and every night. Oh, trying to get all my loneliness away, and I go on from day to day. Oh Lord, on my hands and knees wishing for your return. And oh, how I
that we don't build our hopes up too high. she's got her own obligations. Mrs. Jill. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jill.
God.